They've not had a lot of good fortune in the games I've seen. You know, there wasn't much between them and Partick, the game I was at. So, and it's early days yet. I mean, it's early days, whether you're a new manager or an experienced manager. And only 3 games in the league, it's too early. But I'm sure he'll get the players playing for him. I can see already he's enforced his own style on the team. And we don't, you know, we hope that they don't start winning on Saturday. But it's early days, and you know, I think he'll do a good job.
But do you think that it's an opportunity for your team, the fact they've not started in such a strong position?
No, I don't think it matters. You know, the fact that they've lost 3 in the league, I don't think it really matters. I don't think confidence will be dented at this early stage of the season. And I think it was last year, the year before, we went to September before we won a game. Not everybody can win every week, and some teams find themselves after 3 or 4 games without that first win. So it happens every season, but it's far too early. But I don't think it'll affect you know, their mindset going into the game.
Just one more question. Richard Foster made his debut last weekend. What are you looking for him to bring to the side?
Well, it's a position I need it covered. Joe's been filling in there. It's not Joe, and done an accent, but I mean, Joe's best position is centre half for us. And with Tom Scobie's injury, we've absolutely no cover at left back for Brian Easton. So Richard comes in and obviously goes straight in at right back. But going forward as well, he can give us cover at left back, which is important because, you know, with Tom Scobie being out injured, so he's an experienced player. He can play well in both positions, and you know, he's bringing a lot to the table in terms of his experience. He's won trophies, and I think he'll be a, you know, a good signing for us.